When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Useful or not, what can you do that most people can't? Here's one from a lovely lady. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem with my tongue.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah. I think I've seen that once.
I've never seen it in person.
Okay. There used to be a bunch of cool stuff that I've seen at bars throughout the years.
That's where most of the cool stuff I see happens.
And one of the coolest ones ever was this dude who was a bartender. Now, he was not like a Tom Cruise cocktail type bartender as far as doing anything like that. But what he was a master at opening up a brand new pack of matches and snapping one, flicking it down the bar. Like if there was a chick that was like four bar stools down, he could just open that pack of matches and zing it down the counter. As it's spinning on the counter, the match is lighting and stop that thing right in front of her so she could light her cigarette.
Yeah.
And it was the coolest damn thing I had ever seen in my life.
It was in Cocktail. It was cool when it was in the movie.
But he could do that. He couldn't do the bottle wild crap, but he could do the phew and just snap it down the thing. He was also the guy that could peg you in the forehead with a beer cap and snap it over his shoulder.
Over the elbow thing.
And I mean, like, on a line, man. He had that thing down. Like, his aim was insane. What else do we got here? Balancing things on your finger or being able to, like, spin a basketball.
Yeah, I suck at that.
I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Used to be able to do that.
My son's good at that. He'll stand there talking to you, spinning the ball or dribbling the ball or bouncing. Hey, you name it. He's always got a ball. He's like Castaway. Wilson is his best friend.
What else we got? Oh, here you go, Mike. An Owen Wilson impression.
Wow.
Useful or not, what can you do that most people can't? I think
amazing.
Most, well, they're saying you can learn this one pretty easily.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what is the technique?
It's a half whisper. It's like just above a whisper.
So it's, wow. Is it here?
It's very breathy.
It's very similar to the chick you do.
Jennifer Coolidge?
Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a little bit more throaty, though.
Me and Mike contend that Jennifer Coolidge should have been the voice like when you're the Hindenburg. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the humanity. This is awful. So many people are dead. I've never seen something on fire like this. The people are jumping from the Zeppelin. This
oh, the
is
humanity.
Horrible.
Right.
Oh, the humanity. Would you laugh at the news
oh,
if she's the one
humanity. The president has been shot.
It's like revisionist history.
Oh, God. Down in Dallas. Look at it. That's just what it would be. She would just tell you what it was. Oh, my God, look.
Right.
Look at the carnage.
Breaking news. Look.
Jesus. More skills useful or not.
OJ was acquitted.
It says here you can learn four or five chords on the guitar in a weekend and start learning to play a ton of songs.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true.
All right, what are the most basic songs that you can learn how to play on guitar?
Pretty much anything from AC/DC, which is not an insult. It's just the way they style their songs. Start there. Do not start with Stairway to Heaven. Just don't.
No. Okay.
So, so you're basically starting with chords.
Yeah, it's chords. They're very chord heavy and they keep their chords simple.
Okay.
I can mimic stuff.
What do you mean? How's your ukulele lifestyle?
I got that new one from Aaron. I got to put in some work.
It's the summer. It's ready.
Come on, it's the time.
But like, if you hand me a guitar, I can like do stuff. And like, people are like, "Oh, I'm like, hang on, I just got to tune it." I have no idea what I'm doing, but I can mimic it. Yeah. It's like when I do the air bass. I don't actually know how to play the bass. I've just watched people do it enough where I can mimic stuff.
So when you air bass, people think that you might be a bass player.
So you go to the bass world. All right.
Well, first of all, nobody else is air bassing. Everybody air guitars.
Yeah. No, not on me. I'm air keyboard.
Right. But I start like just doing my little air bass thing.
All right.
Right.
No,
and
you
I
got
know,
a little groove going
right,
on.
Right. I know how to like pick up a bass line. Oh.
How sad are these skills that we're talking about right now?
Hey, man, there's skills.
I can airbase.
Not everybody
like nobody's
can.
Business.
Like, you watch any movie, you can tell who has zero idea.
I play
idea.
The bass.
You can see who has zero idea on how an instrument works. You know, all you right. get all these people that go up there, and they're gonna rock out, man, and then that hand just stays on the neck of that guitar as they're playing. Like, no, he's not.
It's like the Cars anything. For Kids, that band that everyone hates.
Ah, yeah.
And look, I don't know if everyone does it, but as a musician, and look, I know they're not playing it. I know that. But I'm looking at this commercial, and they're swinging back and forth, and I'm like, you're not even trying to act like you're playing a song.
Yeah.
And it bugs me. Yeah. We already don't like you. Yeah. At least put in some work, man.
You already suck.
Yes.
From the outdoor world, I know for a fact that I can canoe and kayak better than most people, just based on my paddling skills.
Sure.
Because I used to teach it. So for me,
well, then I hope so.
So when I get in a kayak with like the two people, I'm just like, dude, just stop. I got this. Like
I got this.
You're making it
that guy. Fun on a romantic canoe trip.
Oh, trust me. You're making this worse.
I got this.
Just hold the dog, okay, baby?
Honey, just stop.
Seriously.
I'm going to make us sink.
Well, it's not that I don't think that I'm going to get wet, but I don't need a bath every time she tries to take a stroke. You know, if you don't know how to J-stroke, if you don't know basic common things like how to draw or whatever, that's a little frustrating. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but
bless
seriously.
You. Thank you. I can also do most sports things.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can hit a baseball. I can hit a jump shot. Not good.
Yeah.
Like, I can, you know.
But if you hit it, you hit it.
Right. Like, I know the physics of throwing a football, even though I have a trashy arm. Like, I can kick a soccer ball. Pretty much any sport, I can at least do the fundamental thing.
You can get it. Yeah. Tennis, you can play it.
Yeah, I used to love playing tennis.
When I was a kid, I would play tennis. There was some family had a tennis court, like, buried in the woods. They were like, look, as long as you don't make a mess, you can use it.
So yeah.
We played tennis.
If it's there, I can
But that's when you didn't get sore.
Badminton, volleyball, anything with a net.
Used to love volleyball.
I can pretty well jump in and give it my best effort, which is not the worst. But
it's not the worst.
No, what I'm saying is, I mean, I'll play to the level of my ability.
That's
which
fair.
Which is whatever it is at that point in time.
Yeah, you get gassed a little bit.
Like,
easier.
I used to be able to jump up and spike the ball over the net. You know, now I can't even jump. So... Other skills people say they have. Some of these are easier to learn than not. Moonwalking. They say that you can learn how to moonwalk within an hour.
I've been trying it my whole life. It doesn't work.
I can moonwalk, but I have to have on socks, socks or slippery shoes.
Correct.
You can moonwalk.
I used to be able to.
Okay, how about that?
I mean, I could probably.
That's Miles' talent tomorrow.
At the break, I'm gonna take a video of you moonwalking out.
I will try. I'll practice.
Okay.
I did, but I mean that floor. Yeah, I'll do it.
I think you should do that tomorrow.
It's just gonna take me a little time, but I'll figure.
Balloon
it out.
Animals, juggling, moonwalks. Airbase.
Ted's going to play ukulele.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else we got on this? Solving a Rubik's Cube. Something that they say you can learn within a weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not that impressive, Gregor.
Well, Gregor, who is the morning guy at the end, he enters competitions on this stuff.
Yeah,
so I think it's just solving it in a matter of time.
Because there is a formula for being able to get the pieces to move in the way that you want to. The one that always impresses me is that they can look at the cube for like 90 seconds and then blindfolded can just remember what all they need to do in order to solve it.
Does that pay?
That shocks me.
I mean, like, if you enter this competition and you win, what do you get other than the recognition? Like, do you get money?
Oh, man, you're just dripping in it for months.
You get a wig.
Save some for the rest of us.
You don't have a moment in time for yourself.
That's right.
You're just taking care of the ladies.
You're drowning in it.
You are really
solving Rubik's Cubes.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Solving Rubik's Cubes.
Knocking that Uber account through the roof.
Look out.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, ask him.
Rubik's Slayer is what they call him.
Jesus, God.
Do it again. More of the useful or not skills that people can't, that you can do the most people can. Someone says, I can speed read. It's training your eyes to stop saying every word in your head. Took me about a month to get decent at it, but once you learn, it's really easy to rip through a few books and still be able to retain everything that's in there.
All right.
I don't know if you retain everything that's in there.
I don't mind reading is the thing.
Right.
You know
I
want
to get lost in it.
Because I kind of just, the point to me of reading is to relax.
Yeah.
So I don't want to speed read.
Look, I've had it to where I've like I want to read a book in a weekend. You know, I go on
sure.
I go on these flyaways from time to time. It's like I wouldn't mind finishing a book in a weekend, and I have done it at least once, and it's kind of a fun little accomplishment.
It is, man. You put in the work. If you like the book, I feel like you get it done.
Right.
Right?
But at the same time, it's like you don't watch TV shows in double speed.
Right.
Because you're trying to sit back, relax, and just enjoy what it is that you're doing.
I'm going to start watching all of my shows in double speed.
Yeah.
Just play Yakety Sax. It all makes sense.
Someone else says, I'm really good at folding a fitted sheet.
Now,
I can do that.
Can you?
I can. I learned it from Oprah.
For real?
It was on the Oprah Winfrey Show. I was home from school one day, and I went, and I was actually doing my laundry that afternoon.
All right.
And I had done my sheets probably for the first time in 4 months. And she had this thing on, and I'm like, I'm going to fold it like Oprah. And I watched her do it, and I figured it out.
Folded like Oprah.
It's like bend it like Beckham.
And then I could not figure out the difference between that and the actual sheet, because they were both folded exactly the
same.
Can
you still do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you go right now into my closet, I still fold them the Oprah taught way.
The Oprah way.
I mean, I can fold it. It just looks like a folded bunch of mess inside my closet.
I just don't.
Folded sheets just stay in a ball until they're ready for use.
There you go.
That's how I fold.
Our question, useful or not, what can you do that most people can't? 206-803-ROCK.